family, you know, we've always believed that you, wherever possible, put the needs of others first, and this was a young man in need of help, and that's why we'd done what we'd done. And I had the full support of my family, with my husband and adult daughters as well. There was rarely a day went by when I didn't worry about what had happened to him, but about 12 months later, he managed to find my phone number and rang me and said, right, well, I'm over 18 now, he'd just turned 19, I am going to leave, he knew I was always going to leave, will you help me now? So I said yes. And he came and lived with us. This was over 3 years ago, and we were very happy to have him. The whole family absorbed him. And he's gone from strength to strength. He's now studying music at Trinity College of Music, which is something that would have been denied to him had he stayed within the community. And he's making a great success of his life, and we're all very proud of him. And he would like other young people to know that it is possible to leave the Brethren, despite the prophecies of doom and gloom that are put upon your head should you leave. It is possible to leave and to make a success, and you don't have to be a victim. But he did want his story to be told, so he's very glad that the opportunity has come up. He does have some limited contact with his family. We think it's important that he is not seen to be the one who finally closes the door. So he does speak to his mother by phone and has probably visits her about once or twice a year for a brief visit. He's often a little bit deflated afterwards, because it is traumatic to leave your family like that, to leave everything you've ever known, however desperate you are to leave. It's a huge wrench. But I think it is important, and he agrees, that they have a right to know that he's alive and well, even though they do still say to him, your life is not a good life, it's evil what you're doing. But he also has learned about Christianity from a different point of view now, and has maintained his faith. You do find a significant number of brethren who leave turn completely against it because they're so angry, but he's just gently picked his way through the moral maze that he's had to deal with since he left, and he's settled into, you know, a happy Christianity.
So how does he feel about being a member of the Brethren family?
There are times when he said certain aspects of his life have been, of my life have been denied to me, he said, and he's very angry about that he wasn't allowed to grow up what you and I would call normally. And he's had to learn so much since he left about how to deal with the big, wide world. His family were not particularly wealthy, and in Brethren way of life, money is very, very important. His father didn't have a very well-paid job, and he felt that his family were despised for that. Dario was not the only young person who had problems there. He was the most significant one, which brought about a big change in our lives. But there were others there who had similar problems, and I did what I could for them within the boundaries of being a head teacher, but I do still worry about what's happened to them.
That's Sue Turner from Oswestry talking about her experiences with and feelings about the Brethren. The story continues. Roy from Shrewsbury's called in. The Brethren piece. Roy wanted it noted, and so it shall be. There are two strands of Brethren, open and closed. We've been talking about the closed strand, being the ones that we've been focusing on, but there is an open Brethren in Shrewsbury as well. Who knows? This could run and run. Ryan Kennedy.
Sunday morning from 9.
Sunday mornings mean that we do this thing called the Treasure Quest. It's a little Sunday morning challenge that I've set for you and for Jonty O'Donty, who we dispatch in the county. Picking up clues, there are four in total, and potentially